Hi, I'm Matt. I wrote the piece on gambling for the Cable in this issue. It tries to give like an insight into the situation here, and then it tries to sort of allow the reader to digest how that works here, what legislation has created this environment, what can be done about it as well, which is something that there's a lot of discussion about nationally. But actually in Bristol, part of the thing is that it's been overlooked. I think everyone knows someone who's affected by gambling. Beyond that as well, when I started talking to people and heard how emotive people were about the subject, that's kind of what compelled me to look further into it. I mean, there's a growing problem, so more and more people are trying to access services for help to do with gambling. And on top of that, the vast majority don't seek treatment. Well, it started as a project for part of my master's degree. This is in journalism. Me and a lecturer were talking about how there's a certain kind of gambling terminal fixed on betting machines, and we were talking about how they affect communities. I started looking into where they were in Bristol, the relationship they had with the local communities there. First of all, I just started looking at locations, and then I went to like every betting premises in those areas. So I had to walk from door to door, you know, a lot of note-taking, that kind of thing. And then from there, I made a map for myself. So I made a map, and then I sort of worked out the proximity of all of these different premises from each other, as well as that, the proximity of alcohol vendors, gold shops, pawnbrokers. From there, I started trying to contact different counselling services, which is quite tricky, actually. So I consulted a lot of different opinions, national opinions, local opinions. I also found that there was a guy at Bristol University who was a leading international expert on the subject. Well, what I found is that there's definitely a growing problem in Bristol, and it's something that needs to be addressed. What I found is that it's going to have to be something that's going to need to be considered in the next few years, and the evidence is growing for that. Attended counselling sessions. That was really tough. It was hard to get people to speak because obviously it's really personal to them, especially because you're a stranger, and some of these groups, they're all really familiar with each other. And I'm still awaiting someone to really open up for me, to be honest. I also went through several different sort of care providers, made contact with them. I've tried to conduct a survey as well, but so far I'm still awaiting the results of that, so that's not really in the article. Well, trying to talk to the council as well is really tough. I can't remember how many times I tried to contact the chair of the licensing committee. She still hasn't got back to me. I've just yesterday got some results back about gambling disorders in the NHS. So there was a survey of people in doctors' waiting rooms, so GPs. The results are quite shocking about that just in Bristol. I mean, it would have been brilliant to have got that into the piece, but I mean, I got that yesterday. So I'm also looking into lobbyists, so people who are lobbying for the gambling industry and where the funding goes, because I mean, at the moment, the only care providers are funded by the betting industry itself. That's another thing. That's going to be a bit more time, I think. You know, a lot more work. I've got a few people helping me with that.